where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. And Thomas P. Farley, I am going to start with you, Mr. Manners. What is a secret you can share with our audience?
My secret is don't ever sell yourself short. So one of my very first jobs that I applied for, I just read a book that said, if you don't get the job and you really want it, send them a follow-up note and tell them you think they made a mistake, which seems really gutsy. But if you think about it, you don't really have much to lose. You already have not gotten the job. Well, that very first job that I wrote that note, 3 weeks later, the hiring manager called me and said, you're right. I did make a mistake. Are you still available? Did you come back in an interview with us? And I got the job.
Wow. What a great story.
I never would have thought of that. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Lauren Paxton with laurenpaxton.com. What's a secret you can share?
My secret is having a service mindset. Whenever I find myself focusing on what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it, I think about who's going to get value out of it. And it helps me when things like perfectionism or procrastination get in the way. Being really focused on what's the most important thing for me to do to have an impact on the folks I'm serving, that really helps.
Well, that is a good one. So Ava Kirschbaumer, what's a secret you can share?
Oh, for me is, I remember somebody said to me, I want to be surrounding myself with people who are rooting for you. So you do need that group of people who are there for you no matter what. Because owning a business, you're going to be days where it's just like, I can't. Maybe it's, this is not for me. And then if you have that cheerleader, if you have that critic, like you said, you have to have them. Surround yourself with people who are smarter and more better at what you do. And receive it. And it's okay to learn from others. And I keep going to classes all the time. I mean, people calling me the guru or a master, but I'm still taking beginner's classes because I learn. And I learn from my staff who I teach, and just learning every day. And surround yourself with smart, good people who are rooting for you.
I love that one. Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law. What's a secret you can share?
Consistency beats brilliance. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And developing good, regular habits that further your business and doing it on a regular basis, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're creating a social media strategy, posting on a regular basis. If you're looking at your accounting, you know, set up a system where you look at your numbers on a regular basis. Brilliance is great. It has its place, and you need that too sometimes. But I think consistency in the long run is more important.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. And mine is, if there's something you really like to do and you're really passionate about, and it's something that other people would pay to know, teach yourself as much as you can about it, and then go teach other people and make money that way. And with the way the world is changing now and all the new AI stuff and all the software that you can learn that people need to use, like this editing software that we were talking about earlier, that Maggie and I were talking about, there's things you can teach yourself that people will pay to learn from you. So there's lots of ways to make money now.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.